This morning's scripture reading is from Hebrews chapter 13, verse 15. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 15. Through Jesus, therefore, let us continually offer to God a sacrifice of praise, the fruit of lips that confess his name. Let's join together in prayer. Oh, Father, we do give you the glory this morning for the wonderful things that you have done, the things that you are doing, and what you will do. What a marvelous creator you are, Lord. You have given us a world so beautiful to look at and so wonderful to enjoy and experience. And, Lord, you have given us life, the opportunity to enjoy that, both life here on earth and life eternal. And you have gifted your people with wonderful things. And Lord, we look forward to what you have in store for us. And Father, at this time of season, when we do focus on Thanksgiving, we would truly thank you, Father. And we thank one of the things we thank you for is your forgiveness, not just for eternal life, but forgiveness here, Father, and for when we forget to do things and honor you. May we always have an attitude of thanksgiving. Forgive us when we don't, and just look at what is not there rather than what is. And Lord, this morning as you speak to us through our pastor, may you continue as you do, Father, to enliven the word for our lives, for we pray it through Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you, Jim. In light of Thanksgiving Day coming up this next week, believe it or not, we are actually going to depart from Hebrews, even though that's where we're going to begin. We're starting, as you noticed, we should have began at Hebrews 13, chapter 13, verse 1, but the verse that I had Jim read really speaks on the topic that we're going to look at this morning, and that is Thanksgiving. Giving thanks to God is a huge theme in Scripture. The term thanks is found over 70 times in the Bible. The phrase giving thanks is found over 40 times, and the word praise is found well over 200 times. So why is there so much giving thanks and praise to God in the Bible? Well, first of all, God is deserving of it. God is deserving of our thanks and praise. In fact, He alone is worthy of thanks and praise. But secondly, giving thanks in the Christian life, for those of us who have trusted in Christ for salvation, giving thanks to Him is like a superfood for the Christian life. If we have a spiritual deficiency in any area, praising God, giving Him thanks, can actually aid in countering that deficiency. As verse 15 of chapter 13 says, it says, "Therefore, let us continually offer the sacrifice of praise to God, that is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to His name." Praise to God is a healthy fruit for the believer. I like to snack. In fact, from the time that dinner time is over until bedtime, I call that my grazing time. If Janine and I are home for the evening, I will continually be going to the refrigerator and opening it up to see if there's anything there good to eat. And if I don't see anything, I'll close it. I'll give it 5 minutes, lower my expectations, and go back. And that probably isn't very healthy for me. But that is why I also, one of the reasons I thoroughly love to snack on pomegranates. Pomegranates are a fruit that is considered a superfood. They are high in antioxidants, which eat away at those things that make us unhealthy. They are high in vitamins, very healthy food that strengthens our bodies, and they're delicious. They're delicious. But one of the other reasons that I really like pomegranates is they can actually curb the amount of eating I can do in an evening. If you have ever eaten a pomegranate, you know it takes some time, right? You cannot eat a pomegranate fast. It could occupy up to 30 minutes of my time in the evening, and all I've eaten then is some superfood. So it can curb it in that regard as well. Not only are they superfood that is healthy, but they can deter me from eating those snacks that are perhaps unhealthy. They can curb those things that are bad for me. Thanksgiving is that way in the Christian life. Not only is it a superfood for the Christian life, but giving thanks actually has the power to curb those things in our life that are bad for us. And this morning, so that we will eat more of this superfood called Thanksgiving, we're going to look at five ways that praising God is healthy for believers. And our subject this morning is the power of praise. And the first way that praise is healthy for us is praising the Lord extinguishes envy. Praising the Lord actually extinguishes envy. Envy is when we want something that someone else has because they have it and we don't. That's envy. It could be a material thing. It could be a talent or a gift. It could be a person. It could be a person. Dwight L. Moody, he once told a fable of an eagle who was envious of another eagle that could fly better than he could. And one day the bird that was envious saw a sportsman with a bow and an arrow, and he said to him, "I wish you could bring that bird down up there. Just shoot him right down." And the man said, "You know, if I had a feather for my arrow, I would do it." So the eagle quickly pulled out a feather, gave it to the sportsman, and he shot. And the eagle was flying so high that the arrow never reached him. And in frustration, the envious eagle, thinking feathers would fix it, started pulling one out after the other, giving them to this sportsman, and to the point to where he himself could not fly anymore. The archer took advantage of the situation, turned around, and killed the helpless bird. Here's the application that Dwight L. Moody made with this fable. He says, if you are envious of others, the one you will hurt the most by your actions will be yourself. Envy. Envy is unhealthy. And the antidote for envy is praising or thanking God for what we do have. Hebrews 13:5, if you're still in Hebrews 13, glance over it at verse 5. We're going to bounce around quite a bit this morning, so if you want to try to keep up with me, feel free. But if you want, you can stay in our old friend Hebrews here too. But Hebrews 13:5 says, "Let your conduct be without covetousness. Be content with such things as you have, for he himself has said, I will never leave you nor forsake you." And I think the author's point here is if we have Jesus, we have everything that we need. Everything that we need. Praising God causes us to focus on what we do have. We can be content, as our verse there said, without comparing ourselves to others. Think for a moment about what you do have right now. A place to live, food to eat, clothes to wear, people that love you and people that you can love. These are often some of the things that we might think about. And these are good things to be thankful for. However, like I said, I think the author of Hebrews had something a little bit else in mind in verse 5. Because we can be content because we have Jesus. He is always with us. He will never leave us nor forsake us. So no matter how little we might have in this world, even if we are without a home, without food, without clothing, we who have trusted in Christ for salvation, we have Him. We have Jesus. And we are clothed in righteousness. We have manna from heaven. We have an everlasting home. And according to Ephesians chapter 1, we have been blessed right now with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ. We talked about that passage this morning in Sunday school. But praising God causes us to focus on what we do have. Praising God also allows us to forego what we don't need. We don't really need anything that the world has. God may bless us with some material things, and He gives us those things for our enjoyment, but envy is unhealthy, and Jesus is enough. In Psalm 119, verses 36 and 37, David actually prays. He says, "Incline my heart to your testimonies, and not to covetousness. Turn away my eyes from looking at worthless things, and receive me in your way." Praising the Lord extinguishes envy. We cannot be envious while we are praising God. The second way praising the Lord is healthy is praising the Lord precludes pride. Praising the Lord precludes pride. Listen to Psalm 10, verse 4. It says, "The wicked in his proud countenance does not seek God. God is in none of his thoughts." Well, placing God into our thoughts, praising the Lord actually precludes that arrogance, that pride. Pride, of course, is selfishness. It's being self-focused, self-absorbed. It's all about me. Preclude means to prevent the presence, the existence, the occurrence of. And that is what praising God does to pride. It prevents its presence, its existence, its occurrence. During the years that I had a lawn care business, weeds were a definite enemy of ours. And in the spring, we would put down a pre-emergent weed killer that would actually kill the weed seeds. In the summer and fall, we would put down topical broadleaf killers that would kill anything that isn't grass. But what is most interesting is that none of these things worked as well as what I'm about to tell you. Here, right here, is the secret to a weed-free lawn. Are you ready? Some of you might want to write this down. All right, here it is. Here it is. Healthy grass. Healthy grass. If you will feed and water your grass so well that it is always tall, thick, and lush, weed seeds can't get in, and even if they can, there is no room for them to sprout and grow. Healthy grass precludes ugly weeds, and that is what giving thanks does to pride. Pride cannot grow in a heart that is properly giving thanks. Listen to Psalm 69, verse 30. It says, I will praise the name of God with song and will magnify Him with thanksgiving. Magnify, right? Thanksgiving magnifies God, and it actually, it diminishes us. Pride and humility, they're polar opposites. They cannot exist together at the same time. Praising God, actually, what it does is it magnifies His greatness. That word magnifies, we find it oftentimes in Scripture. It was in Psalm 69:30. But as we find that word in Scripture, it really does not mean that we're making God bigger. Often when we think of magnifying something, we think in terms of making it bigger. But really, magnifying something does not make it bigger at all. It only makes it clearer and more easily seen. And by magnifying God, we're not making Him obviously bigger. We are making His greatness easy to see. I heard a man recently from our congregation sharing with an unbeliever the great things that the Lord has been doing here at River Valley Bible Church. And he was using it as an opportunity to perhaps share the gospel. But as he shared what God is doing here lately at River Valley Bible Church, the response that he got was a compliment to the people and the ministries here at River Valley Bible Church. And this gentleman just shared with him, he says, while both of those things are great, the people are great, the ministries here are great, he made it very plain and clear that all of those things are only because of God's blessings that He has showered upon us. He gave God all of the thanks and praise. Praising God magnifies His greatness, and praising God actually magnifies something else. It magnifies our weakness. It makes that much easier to see. The more clearly we are able to see God's greatness, the more clearly we begin to see our weaknesses. In 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 9, as God spoke to Paul, Paul says, and He said to me, My grace is sufficient for you, for My strength is made perfect in your weakness. James 4:6 says, God resists the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Praising the Lord precludes pride. Pride cannot grow in a heart that is properly giving thanks to God. The third way praising the Lord is healthy. Praising the Lord drowns depression. It drowns depression. Depression cannot survive if we are praising God. In 1935, a man visited a doctor in Florence, Italy. He was filled with anxiety and exhausted from a lack of sleep. He couldn't eat, and he avoided his friends. He was completely and utterly depressed. And he went to the doctor. So the doctor examined him and found nothing physically wrong with this man. And the doctor concluded that all his patient really needed was to have a good time. So the physician told him, there's a circus in town. Go to the circus. In fact, there is a performer there. He's a clown. He is the star performer. Go see him, because night after night, he has people rolling in the aisles. You need to go see this clown. His name is Grimaldi. He's the world's funniest man. He will make you laugh. He will cure your sadness. No, replied the despairing man, he can't help me. You see, I'm Grimaldi. Oh. What Grimaldi really needed was to realize that his God-given talent of humor ministered to many. And then thank God for it. That's what he needed to realize. He needed to take his eyes off of himself and look at what this God-given talent was not only doing for others, but potentially for God. Philippians 4:4 says, "Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say rejoice. Praising the Lord will drown depression. We cannot remain depressed while thanking God for what he has blessed us with. Praising God remembers his goodness. It reminds us of how blessed we are. It reminds us of all that we do have. It reminds us of how good God really is. And when we remember that and we thank God for it, joy will overpower sadness. I may have lost my job, but I'm thankful that God will supply my needs. I may have lost a loved one, but I'm thankful that God will always be there. He is my friend. He is my father. He is my confidant." Praising God remembers God's goodness, and praising God actually restrains our sadness. Psalm 30, verse 5 says, "Weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning." Psalm 30, verse 11 says, "You have turned for me my mourning into dancing, and you have put off my sackcloth and clothed me with gladness." That is the power of praise. It can extinguish envy, preclude pride, drown depression, and then fourthly, praising the Lord wanes worry. Wane means to diminish. And giving thanks to God does that to our worries. It has been said that worry will age a person prematurely, and that is not healthy. That is not healthy. But praising the Lord diminishes, it wanes that worry. Worry, of course, is when we are really concerned about something that may or may not happen. That is worry. Back in the year 2000, I know people prior to the millennial change. I knew people that were worried. Y2K, you remember it, right? They were worried that the world as we know it would end. They were storing up food, water, and supplies. Back in the year 2012, the end of the Aztec calendar, I knew people that were worried. They were worried that the world as we know it would end. They were storing up food, water, and supplies. However, it is interesting that I knew less people who were worried about 2012 than were worried about 2000. And the reason there were fewer that worried about 2012 is because everything worked out okay in the year 2000. That's why. When we think on and praise the Lord for his past provisions in our life, the fact that he got us through it back then, it makes the worries of today significantly less. We can have peace in our life today by thanking God for his provisions in the past. Philippians 4, 6 and 7. "Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus." Praising God provides peace. As we ask God for our current needs, it should cause us really to thank him for the needs of the past already been filled, being filled so perfectly. It'll create in our hearts peace in the present, because just like he brought us through that in the past, we can trust God with our future. It provides peace, and peace, of course, guards our hearts and minds. Through Jesus Christ and his sacrifice for our sins, we who have trusted in him and him alone for salvation, have peace with God. We have been restored, reconciled to God through that faith unto salvation. But because of God's provision of salvation in the past, we who have trusted in Him can now actually have, not only have peace with God, but we can now have the peace of God in whatever we go through. If He could provide a rescue for us from the worst danger of all, sin and death, He can and will provide us in every other danger that we might encounter. Praising God provides peace, and peace guards our hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. And that is how praising God can wane worries. Psalm 43:5 says, "Why are you downcast, O my soul? And why are you disquieted within me?" He goes on, he says, answers the question, "Hope in God, for I shall yet praise Him, the help of my countenance and my God." There is one more way that I want to look at in which praising God is healthy for us. In fact, there is nothing more healthy for the Christian life than this. And we're going to conclude with this because this is really the very meaning and purpose of our lives in Christ. Okay? This is really why, one of the reasons why we have been saved from the penalty of sin through Jesus Christ. And it is also praising the Lord does this. Okay? Here's the fifth and final. We're concluding with this. Praising the Lord glorifies God. It glorifies God. Romans chapter 1 describes, in fact, here's a passage I think we should turn to. Go to Romans chapter 1. Romans chapter 1, and I want to read you part of a verse. And I want you to listen really close. It describes the most spiritually unhealthy kind of people that there are. And I want you to listen to what makes them spiritually unhealthy. In Romans chapter 1 and verse 21, here's what makes a person spiritually unhealthy. It says, "Although they knew God, they did not glorify Him as God, nor were thankful, but became futile in their thoughts, and their foolish hearts were darkened." They were spiritually unhealthy because they were unthankful and didn't glorify God. Praising the Lord not only glorifies Him, but it's spiritually healthy for you and I. It is giving thanks to the only one who truly deserves our thanks. Imagine for a minute that I had a problem with envy. Maybe that's not hard, I don't know. But imagine I had a problem with envy, or maybe I had a problem with pride, or a problem with depression or worry. But you came alongside of me, and you wanted to help me with my problem. And you ended up spending countless hours with me, looking into God's Word and showing me that what I needed to change. And through your help and the time that you spent with me and the encouragement that you gave me, you turned my envy into contentment. My pride, you turned it into humility. My mourning, you turned into dancing. And my worry you turned into peace. And there was such a change in me that people began to notice. They noticed that change in me. They began to comment about that change in me. And they even began to ask about that change in me. In fact, they said, "Craig, what happened to you? You used to be so envious and prideful and depressed and worried. What happened? You're a completely different person now." And I looked at you and I said, "Pomegranates." pomegranates did it. You being the one who actually did help me might feel a little cheated that I'm giving credit to pomegranates. All right? After all that you did for me, and quite rightly so, what really did it was the Word of God that you encouraged me through, wasn't it? Well, praising the Lord glorifies God because it is giving thanks to the one who truly deserves our thanks. 2 Corinthians 4:15 says, "For all things are for your sakes." In other words, whatever we go through, they're for our sakes. He goes on, he says, "That grace, having spread through the many, may cause thanksgiving to abound to the glory of God." So whatever issues that we encounter, know that they started with sin. But the remedy, okay, is God. And He deserves the glory. Psalm 86:12 says, "I will praise you, O Lord my God, with all my heart, and I will glorify your name forever." While pomegranates may be a superfood among physical foods, thanksgiving is a superfood of the Christian life, and it can actually curb those things that are spiritually unhealthy. In Psalm 18, verse 3, it talks about physical enemies, that verse does. But there is no doubt that envy, pride, depression, and worry can be unhealthy enemies in the Christian life as well. So let me read Psalm 18:3 and think about those enemies we just talked about. David says, "I will call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised, and so shall I be saved from my enemies." That is the power of praise. Hebrews 13:15 again says, "Therefore by him let us continually offer the sacrifice of praise to God, that is, the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name." Ephesians 5:20 says, "Giving thanks always for all things to God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ." There used to be a slogan for milk that said, "Milk, it does the body good." Well, from a spiritual perspective, our slogan could be praise. It does the soul good. And I pray that we would all do some of that this week and always. Let's close in prayer this morning. Father in heaven, Lord, we do have so much to be thankful for. And Lord, while we did not touch on this morning, it certainly does connect. But Lord, you have blessed us so greatly in this country that we have become arrogant about your blessings, prideful about your blessings. And I pray, Lord, that as we look at, what we've looked at this morning, that we would understand just how good you are to us, how little we deserve, and how much you deserve. Lord, I do thank you for this week in our year here in this country, in which our thoughts and our focus can be turned to you. And Father, I pray that it wouldn't just be for a week, but perhaps as a result of this week and what we've learned this morning, that it would be a habit, a craving of ours, that we would give you thanks always. It's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen.